listening to Jay and Talk.
Go.
We in the jungle, baby.
Number one.
This that gin talk, this that gin talk, this that sit down gin to make you zen talk. This that gin talk, this that gin talk, this that take a shot gin my best friend talk. This that gin talk, this that gin talk, this that sit down gin to make you zen talk. This that gin talk, this that gin talk, this that take a shot gin my best friend.
Yo, people, it's the Gin Talk Podcast with your boy, Mike J. And today we got a special episode after the hiatus, because, you know, we got stuff to do. You know, bills, there's war out here and all that stuff. So we came to give you a podcast episode right before the holidays. You know what I'm saying? It's your boy, Mike J. Trav, Marissa. Andrew's about to join us in a little bit. And today we're talking about insecurities and relationships when you're bringing up your ex or your past relationships or flings and all that. And we're going to touch on some of the Lori Harvey stuff. And we're also going to talk about other stuff. How are y'all doing today?
Long day intro,
I really man. Thought we had been recording because Trav had fell in love. That's what I told somebody.
I'm waiting on y'all shit.
Oh, no. I thought everybody was busy. I was like, I guess I'll make the move. If y'all want to record?
Because I could have sworn Trav sent a message and was like, the next time we record, let's talk about this. Or maybe I said, I don't know.
Yeah,
it
you
was like,
said
well, we said nothing else about recording, but I was like, well, I don't think we done recorded because Trav in love.
My man.
I know y'all. I thought y'all were on. Shit.
And Trav, if you need to cut that part out, you can cut it out. But
nah, I believe it enough.
No, I'm talking about staying on business, my nook. But yeah, so yeah, my thing about the whole thing is, why would you bring up your ex anyway? Now, if you do bring it up, I mean, it's gonna cause some kind of, it's not probably won't cause no insecurity if you got somebody who's real secure with themselves, but at the same time, you're gonna make them feel some type of way. Well, shit, if they did it, why don't you go back to them? Why are you bringing it up? If that's something you missed, then go ahead. But at the same time, if they bringing some shit up, like, oh, my ex used to do this, my ex used to do that, I mean, like, you ain't gonna, this shit ain't gonna last long.
I don't think it's a conscious thing that people do when they talk about their past relationships and the people from their past. I think sometimes it's unconscious, like you just be talking. And
they slip out.
A lot of times, your new person, whether it's your y'all dating, y'all getting to know each other, they ask about your past. I don't really be caring. Like, I don't want to. Sometimes I want, like, why y'all break up? But then now at this point, I don't even really care because people change every day. Who you were with her yesterday, you might not be like that with me today. But I think that's where it comes from when people are learning a person. It's just this thing where people feel like they need to know what they did before.
Yeah.
And I mean, it can be a good thing because it can be like a growth experience and you can talk about it. But like you said, it takes secure people to be able to have those conversations.
Yeah. I mean, like, I know people are like on the fence because everybody's scared nowadays because you got so much. Many people be like, I'm glad I'm single because I ain't got to worry about nobody cheating on me. Or I ain't got to worry about this and that. They're like, people got a whole, their whole anxiety. It's just all fucked up because, you know, they're hearing horror stories about, oh, my girl went to a Halloween party and she got turned out and all that shit. And people want to know kinda about their past and all living. That shit. Huh?
Kind of sick. Where are you living in?
You always say some off the wall shit. I wasn't even going to address the fact that he said went to a Halloween party and got turned out. Michael, where did you see you hear that at?
That's the whole thing. Everybody said, if your girl go to a Halloween party, she don't pick up the phone at 8 o'clock, she gone, bro. Or some shit like that. I'm just saying.
Where
people got horse.
Where's she gone? Because she went to the Halloween party.
I don't know. Some nigga dressed up like Bane and broke her back or some shit. I'm just asking. I'm just saying. Like, people got that. Now, how can I say this? People hear horror stories on social media where they exaggerate shit like that. And then they get, you know what I'm saying? They get all that smoke screen and shit. It'd be like, oh, well, I need to really know the girl or something. Just like Joe Smith, his wife. He found out his wife
had a... she was doing porn before he married her.
But that's what I'm saying, though. But I get what you're saying. That's what I'm saying, though. He knew that shit. And you like, you want to know somebody's past and all that. So he knew that. So he had the writing on the wall. So that's why I saw a lot of people got a lot of anxiety because they want to know the person they're dealing with. So he fucked up, though.
Yeah, I don't, they have anxiety because they know the person that they're dealing with or they don't know.
He's like, saying what they see online. Like, yeah, they ain't really been through the shit. He said basically what they see. Yeah, you can't,
oh,
you're like,
saying people are allowing social media to influence their saying. Relationships and they know what they see on social media is going to happen in real life.
Yeah. That's why you see everybody so antsy about getting into relationships nowadays.
Not
me. I ain't gonna say everybody.
I'm not saying you, Trev. I'm just saying. I'm not saying you. I'm pretty sure, and I'm not saying none of y'all who on the show, talking about like some average Joe. Some dude be like, oh, they'll be seeing
I
all
think
these.
You were the average Joe at one point.
I was and
antsy
I had to make...
about getting in the relationship because of what happened.
Hey, but it turned out well, though.
I'm not knocking. I'm just social saying. Media and life kept you from getting in relationships for a long time.
Nah, I was.
You
on some
convinced
other
yourself that you was working on yourself.
I guess that was the same. Hey, Andrew.
Hello,
Drew. I owe you an apology.
Uh-oh. For what?
Well, first of all, Andrew.
You want a nigga, don't you?
I do, and I mean, like, we'll talk about that later. But I couldn't give you a chance because I done told you no so many times.
Uh-huh.
That is not what I was gonna apologize about.
I'm saying some off the wall shit, but nah. Like I said, a lot of people got anxiety because of the state of dating and all that shit, because people getting cheated on and lied to. So when they try to learn about their past and all that stuff, you know what I'm saying? They either going to accept it or not. So, hey.
I think the past comes up when people ask that stupid-ass question and say, why are you single? I don't really care why you're single. I'm just glad that you're single. My question is, are you single?
I just want you. Yeah.
Because who cares about how you got here? I'm glad you made it to this point.
Yeah.
So I think what happens is people ask why somebody's single and they be like, oh, well, me and my ex or in my previous relationship, this happened. And, you know, so then you create that doubt and it'll have somebody thinking, well, are you going to do that with me?
Yeah, Chris brings stuff up like from the past. Like, yeah, my nigga, this girl or this dude, you should do this for me. I should do this. Well, not necessarily saying what you do. What they did for you, saying what you high things used to be. Like you're like even like expecting the same, you know what I'm saying? Having the same expectations from your past to your futures is still bringing up. It's pretty much creating a doubt somewhere. Like, dang.
Yeah, because you can say I wasn't good at communicating before. I didn't express my feelings well. Now you're going to have them wondering, like, are you always going to be good at communicating? Like, because you're communicating well with me now and these first 2 weeks, at some point, are you going to change and not do that? Are you gonna go to being shut off and standoffish when something go wrong? Like, just start telling people you single because you had to go through a phase and work on yourself, and now you've done the work and you're ready to date again.
Have to the best of us. You know what I'm saying?
But no, like
Libra scale.
It not even the light throw the shot at Mike. It wasn't really directed at him, but sometimes that is the problem. People haven't done the work on themselves to be able to properly date or be in a relationship because it's things that you need to work on and you need to do it single, and you can't always do work while you're with the person. So people, just start telling people that you're single because you had some work that you needed to do. Had some soul searching. You had to figure out what it was that you really wanted, and now you know what you want, so let's do it.
Well, jump on in. Go on in. Shoot, you find your person.
Step in it. Just step in it. But yeah, you know, you got to take pride into yourself and all that until you find the right person. Sometimes you got to go out there and fish, but, you know, I couldn't tell you. A lot of people just want to, they want that maximum. They want a woman who got everything, the looks, the body, who can cook, clean, and all that. Their whole expectations be all fucked up
and like what can you provide to, you know what I'm saying? Not saying you could bring to the table, but like, are you gonna maintain that woman because she gonna have needs too? And these motherfuckers be looting, bend over backwards, and they be all fucked up. So,
well, the stuff you just said that they might want with a woman, that was some simple stuff. Looks, cooking,
yeah, yeah, like, yeah, yeah. That's the bare minimum. For real. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
how can I say it? Like an Instagram model, and they cook and clean. Like, you know how motherfuckers be having some unrealistic shit.
It doesn't necessarily have to be an Instagram model. You want who you're attracted to.
Yeah, it's all about attraction. Like, though, I think that's part of people you forget, you know what I'm saying? You might be a good woman or a good man, but you know what I'm saying? That attraction always gonna play a part. You can't, like, make nobody. Yeah, it gotta be there. You can't make nobody just be attracted to you that's not, like, you know what I'm saying? That's a part, like, I think people omit when they discussing, like, dang, what's wrong? What's going on, man? That attraction, shit, because at the end of the day, you gonna be like, I don't care, we all human. We all can see. So shit, it's just
don't nobody just want to see nobody that they don't look good with.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, like you ain't gotta just be perfect, but shit, yeah.
Gotta look like some.
Yeah. But I don't feel like people should be looking for and expecting things in a mate that they can't provide as well.
Oh yeah, most definitely.
Like you can't have, like, I get where Michael was going. I just had to fuck with him because he threw the basic shit in that. You can't have these high expectations when you can't do the shit for yourself. So what you require, you need to also be able to provide.
Yeah, man. Relationship pretty much two individual people coming together, you know what I'm saying? You still gotta know, still gotta have you, you know what I'm saying? Relationship with two people coming, two individuals coming together, not no one individual becoming another.
Not two halves trying to make a whole.
Yeah.
I think life is so people having such a hard time now. They just coming together for help. Whatever gonna get it, they're like, shit, I'm homeless. Or rent high as fuck. I don't wanna keep paying as high as rent. Let's just go ahead and do this 50-50 shit that I really don't want to do, but we're gonna do it. That's where some people at right now.
Niggas about to make business babies.
I'm not. Hell nah.
She gonna create more debt doing that shit.
Them niggas banking on that damn tax return. Shit.
But the thing about a tax return, you spent out more money on that child during the year that you didn't get return.
Make five more.
Kids are expensive. Yeah, you get a $5,000 return, but I'm pretty sure from January to December you spent more than
this
on the child.
Yeah, they done spent on some bullshit.
It ain't even bullshit. Rent ain't even $5,000 for the year. There's more than that. Feeding the child is expensive. Buying clothes, shoes, taking them to the doctor, missing work because they sick. Like, when they be hyping up them returns, I mean, I'm sure it comes in handy.
Yeah,
but shit, I'd rather just pay the folk back them $200 I'm probably gonna owe them than to have a child and get $5,000 and have to continue to spend money throughout the year. Nah, I'm good.
Are y'all ready to have a baby?
What?
Are y'all ready to have a baby?
Who?
We know you ain't.
Hey, man, I'm prepared. Like, shit, like, I'm, you know what I'm saying? You got to go more than just
financial part. Who's Drew talking to?
He know who he's
talking to. The one that asked the question? The one that asked the question?
You know what I'm saying? Like, you know,
how you sounding scared when he asked it?
That shit, like, man, it go more than just that. Like, you got to, know what I'm saying, be ready mentally. You know what I'm saying? Physically, not
physically, just, financially, spiritually. It's a lot to have a baby.
It's a lot. On. You can't just go off, like, you know what I'm saying? You can be at a good financial spot, but your mental be messed up. You know what I'm saying? Like, shoot, that's a person. You know what I'm saying? You gotta know how to deal with a person. Though can't do nothing for themselves.
That's a dependent, literally. Yeah. But Michael, to answer your question, I don't want kids. So no, I'm not ready to have a baby.
Travis?
Travis just gave you his answer.
Yeah.
I meant to say Drew. I said, Drew, you ready for a boy?
This man already got a child.
I said a boy.
Oh.
Playing that he ain't just gonna know that it's gonna be a boy. Drew, you want more kids?
For the right person, yo. I ain't just ain't gonna go out and make one.
Mm-hmm. Michael, you must be ready to have a baby.
I'm being petty. What you saying?
I asked Michael, was he ready to have a baby since he asked some questions about kids?
I'm 50-50.
You ain't ready.
Are you not ready, or you just want one? Do you feel like you're running out of time, so you're just trying to have a baby?
I can have a baby at 40.
You can, but you can't.
I can, but I can't.
Yeah, you can. Like, you know what I'm saying?
We gonna take that chance.
Yeah, like, you know what I'm saying? He ain't just about the age. Like, what you like? When she asked you, are you ready? You know what I'm saying? If it were to happen,
hell
right?
We just discussed.
Not just that part. Like all the aspects of having a child.
Have you moved?
No offense to.
Oh, you must be you moving into like a 3-bedroom?
Who knows what happens?
For the PlayStation.
You said you've been too much. You picked out the place.
No, I gotta make some I'm leaving this apartment, but I just gotta find a new one. So
you're not ready for a child then, because like right now, if your girl was to tell you she's pregnant right now, do you know the stress that's gonna be on you to find a place that's big enough for the three of y'all?
Do you?
I don't know.
I'll answer for my hand red. I know.
I know you need to make that 50 going back down to 10.5%.
His girl could tell him he ready. He's like, okay, babe, don't work there. He'll tell us I ain't ready, y'all.
Oh, Drew.
What? I know my friend.
Moving on.
my girl, no, I ain't ready.
You are not shit.
You know, it takes a lot to have a child. Like, life is hard right now, but hey, more than power to you.
I say that to pretty y'all. Yeah. Second gen talk, baby.
That's right.
Kids are stressful. Your girl must be ready for a baby.
She always ready for a baby.
How's she always ready?
Because she's going out with me.
Let me tell you something. Is she listening?
Nah, she in the other room.
Right, look, I'm about to call Mike out. So, I'll be on the phone.
Y'all must don't cut this out. Drew talking about is she listening? Like, we're not recording.
Fuck it.
We live.
So, I remember one time they was talking about babies in front of me in person, and she was all excited about it. And Mike gave me a side eye.
She always do. I always give that side eye.
Now, you ain't ready.
I can't even have babies anyway, so.
What? I'm about to log off. I'll talk to y'all later.
All right, Andrew.
Get the fuck up.
Drew, you really leaving?
Yes, I'm leaving. He stresses me the fuck out.
How you gonna let Michael stress you?
I always stress this nigga out.
He just does shit. I talk to y'all later. Fuck this podcast.
Wow.
Bye, nigga.
Bye, nigga.
I'll see you at the gym later on, nigga.
I ain't going, nigga.
You gonna
have me in there yelling at him from across the room.
And I'm gonna walk in that motherfucker smiling. What up, buddy? Come on.
Get his ass out of here.
But anyway.
So Michael, are you doing anything to keep from having kids?
Yeah, all right. We got stuff. The medicine I take can't even make me fertile.
What?
Until I start taking
it. Well, we don't need to be having that conversation, man. Shit.
I just made it for dialogue. I just want to see what your mind was at it because I said I had baby fever. That's all it was.
Yo, you got baby fever?
I said 50-50.
That is man,
not you. So you want a child. Hold on, wait, y'all. I'm trying to understand. You want a child, but you can't have a child. So that's why you 50-50.
Oh, no, I can have a child. It was once I get off the medicine, then I'll come
what
back.
What you want? Down and you can't tell me stuff because I got questions. What type of medicine you
on?
Yeah, I'm on roids. testosterone.
You on who?
Testosterone.
Still, we were talking about last time. Like, he went ape shit. We was in that hotel recording the episode that time.
Why
nigga, did not go ape shit, nigga.
What else are you supposed to talk about today? Because I get tired of talking about Michael and his anatomy.
I'm just testing everybody the fuck out.
just move on. Just say, hey, moving on, and then we move on. You do it.
Y'all, the trial editing this week. You were Michael.
Anyway,
yes, man, 15 minutes talking about shit.
Oh, Drew's still here. Hey, buddy. All right, so
we back on.
Saying, when you're getting with a person, let's just say, like you said earlier, that when getting with somebody who's like you didn't give a chance to, and you finally give a chance, you're saying you shouldn't do that when somebody really wants you.
We ain't got that yet.
Oh, he just dropped right into it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my bad.
Moving on. Ain't no saying
he changed about. Gears quick.
My bad. I missed the transition.
It's okay. Segue. So what do y'all feel about that? Getting some butt with somebody?
I don't know what it was called. But
man.
Personally, I'm not gonna give anybody I'm not gonna give anybody a chance that has tried multiple times with me and I've shut them down multiple times. I just feel like they're gonna bullshit me or waste my time when I give them a chance. And I ain't I'm just not going for it.
Mm-hmm.
I think men have, once their ego get bruised, I don't think they can ever come back from it the same way. Especially if they're not good with taking rejection.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, once you reject them, then they're gonna want a little get back. So yeah, I finally got you, and then they leave. I got you.
So I ain't gonna never be able to give Drew no chance.
Damn.
You a damn lie. Don't be texting me on the side no more. Talking about, she said the other day, she said, I know I fucked up. I said, you damn right you did.
Wow. Motherfucking McCoy.
Come on, yeah.
Trav, if you weren't, hypothetically speaking, if you were 100% single, how would you feel about giving somebody a chance that's approached you multiple times and you done shut them down? Would you do it?
Mm-mm. Nah, because shit, like, you're going to be like, what you want? It's something they want now. Like, talking about me, they approach me, they're like, they've been trying to get at me.
Yeah, you know a few times and then, like, would you ever just change your mind and be like, let me give them a try and see how this going to go?
If they make me feel, I don't know. Because they're going to feel like, I don't see how can you, like, want to talk to somebody if they don't reject you that many times. You know what I'm saying? They might think it's like,
I can't take like, after you tell me no one time, it's a wrap. Now you my homeboy. And I don't approach
it. Exactly. Because, like, you're going to feel like they ain't find something was wrong with you because, like, you know what I'm saying? They ain't find me attractive. They ain't, it's something about me they didn't like. So if somebody don't turn you down that many times, but really, after the third time, if you don't ask somebody to, you know what I'm saying, go out with somebody, talk to somebody, they ain't feeling it. If they don't take, like, people who are attracted, you know what I'm saying? Everybody, all of us gonna meet somebody that they meet people, they attract to us, like, you know what I'm saying? So hey, you wanna go out, or you wanna, you know what I'm saying, date or something? It's immediate yes. Like, it don't take 3-4 times, or 5-7 times, unless they're in a relationship, to find out if somebody like you or want to talk to you. You don't take them in time. Shoot. After the first, second time, they don't want you for real, for real. They don't want you at all. They just, you know what I'm saying? You got to understand, like, where you at on the totem pole with that person. You know what I'm saying? We might be, you know what I'm saying, for, you know, the first level, hey, they want to get at you. They like you. They attract to you. Second level, they just see you as a friend. You know what I'm saying? You know, everybody know you get that friend vibe from somebody. Like, hey, they ain't really feeling like that. We cool, but you know, with somebody that trained, like, we expressing this year, we in 2023. Everybody like women aggressive and men aggressive. So if somebody like you, they gonna go for you. They gonna go and come get you.
You best for the last resort.
Yeah,
So she okay. She keep on hitting you up, and she just had the last resort. She said, "I'm gonna give you some pussy. What you gonna do?"
Man, I ain't taking that shit.
Hell no. All right, hear me out.
I don't care. Like, if I don't reject this person's 5-6 times, they want to give me some ass, I'm good. I don't be prepping for ass, no way. But that's damn sure ain't finna goddamn get my attention. Like, I be thinking, like, you know what I'm saying? She gonna see that how niggas get caught up. We got them be getting caught with pictures and shit like that, videos and shit. Don't know.
Screenshots
and stuff and stuff like that. Hell no. Nah.
Ooh, shit.
Said, Drew's like, yeah, going for it.
That's what I'll take it. I said, yeah, you fucked up. You went back outside. You ain't nobody want you. Now you're coming back. Yeah, I'll give it to you. Like, come out.
Yeah,
you're going to break your back.
Man. There's going to be some shit behind it. This shit ain't gonna go smooth like you think it's going to go. Oh, just gonna be one time. I think that shit you want to.
Nah, you're right.
It always a consequence. Their actions.
Yep. So choose wisely.
I'm sorry, Trav. I know I fucked you.
The fuck off my line. He gonna laugh and hang up.
Yeah, man. Same shit. I don't want. Just like, yeah.
That's interesting.
You don't take everything. When I don't see it, just because it presented to you, I mean, you ain't got to go for it every time.
Not all pussy is good pussy? Damn, nigga.
Yeah.
You say yes, it is.
Mm-hmm. How?
I ain't going for it.
Don't ask me. I'm just horny.
Hey, man.
Okay. Ain't going to ask you shit.
Please don't. Please don't. Please
what you don't lifting do. At the gym right now? How much you lifting right now? You probably strong as hell.
Oh, that nigga done put on 5 pounds of muscle last time I saw him.
Damn. That's like, really?
Motherfucker in there lifting weights like a motherfucker. I said, calm down, nigga. He said, I gotta go.
I don't know. Like, I don't know. Somebody that's just reject you that many times. Can you, how would you feel like, dang, now they want me now? If you still that same person, you know what I'm saying? You ain't come up on no money, your looks ain't changing that. And you still just want to,
Well, the thing is, they ain't got to reject me multiple times. Once I get a no or a no, or they just turn me down that one time, this just it, like,
Yeah, man. That
but I've only approached one dude, and it just turned out for us to be friends. And I think when he wanted to try whatever, he did give me the little shit about he was working out. He didn't say he was working out, so he said he was going through some shit, and he wouldn't have been good for me or something. So when he did approach me on some shit, I think I just went to his house twice and went to sleep. I know I went to sleep. So yeah, he became my homeboy after that.
So yeah, you gotta be, you know what I'm saying? I said, for a fact, like, man, especially as a dude, you know what I'm saying? Women let you know for real on what they into, if they're interested in you or not. They don't take for
I
real with a woman,
they
don't take them women
for help. So now
they
care if they into nobody or not. They really wanna know who gonna
yeah, you know what I'm saying?
What they gonna do? Like, are you gonna do this shit that I'm looking to have done? Like, I think I feel like women can make themselves like a man. I don't think men can make themselves like women.
Because
once a man do enough of the stuff that a woman wants, and especially stuff that she ain't never experienced, she's gonna like him. But with men, I don't think y'all can make y'all self like a woman. If y'all don't like
general
y'all,
liking,
don't like
general liking, you know what I'm saying? Because not sexually.
I got you.
You can be sexually attracted to somebody, have great sex with them, and still not like them.
Yeah.
A lot of men don't like the women that they fucking with.
Bust that nut, you be ready to go.
I said, you gotta find you somebody that, you know what I'm saying, you genuine like, and somebody genuine like you. Shit,
and like a man can do simple shit and make a woman genuinely like them.
Yeah,
just say the sweetest little shit. Just do little small stuff, and a woman is gonna like him. Probably didn't like him at all at first, but I think that a woman can grow to like a man, but I don't think a man can just too much grow to like a woman. Because once a woman get on a man, there's like,
oh yeah,
this motherfucker just annoying the fuck out of me. But I need the nut real quick, so I'm finna deal with the shit, do what I do to get some pussy. But a lot of men, like, once they get older, they don't even care about the sex no more. Like, they'd rather not deal with a woman than to deal with the headache.
Yeah, that's why the older men be yelling all the damn time.
That's why what?
All the older men be yelling all the damn time.
All the older men be what all the time?
Yelling at their own partner all the damn time.
I say, not necessarily. Like, no,
man, they do this option. They never made it so braggity ass.
Man, that'd be true, Lord. Them old men, they be loving them. That ain't like how
but you, I feel like you can love a person and not like them.
Yeah, but I want somebody. You can. I want somebody to like me. I got somebody that genuinely like me. You know what I'm saying? You got to get somebody that genuine. You can tell somebody genuinely like you. Like, for real. Like, you know what I'm saying? You just can be you. Not just be you, but you know what I'm saying? You don't got to change anything about you.
You can know if they like you by asking them, like, because I'm sorry, I asked me and them, like, do you like me? Yeah. Why?
That's simple.
Why do you like me? And then when you go to hesitate, or you just shooting off some bullshit?
Oh, it kept.
I ain't going to say it's kept, but nah, this one dude, he was like, what you mean, do I like you, I love you? I mean, yeah, like, we've been doing whatever we've been doing for a long time, but do you like me? I be telling him, I ask him randomly every week, do you like me? He can't tell me one reason why he like me. He can tell me why he love me, though, but I said, it's some trauma shit, and you feel like you obligated to deal with me because of what we done went through. I said, you don't like me, and that's okay.
You heard it feeling before?
Huh?
Did you hear his feelings before?
We not heard each other's feelings. We've been dealing with each other 12 years. You know how many feelings that went through that shit?
Oh man, yeah, it is a lot. That's a long time.
Yeah, it's a long time. But I don't think we like each other no more. Cool though, but
nah, son.
What you say?
He said, nah, son.
Oh.
Shout out to Brooklyn B.
Like, yeah, I can ask Drew why he liked me. He probably can give me a whole bunch of reasons.
Yeah, I told you before.
Wait.
I told you before.
No, you didn't. I probably wouldn't listen.
Damn. Yeah, don't listen to me. Right?
Send me a message and tell me why.
I just said, we're going to do that off air.
21 questions, and they're all about
right down now. Yeah. Holidays coming, yeah.
Oh, wow, because you know, people you listen to this show and goddamn, you want to know what I'm saying, what's called, so we ain't gonna do that.
Holidays are coming, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Snuggle up with somebody.
Come on down here to Almond Road and.
He won't even get me still out there recording.
That nigga don't give a fuck.
That damn nothing controllers, bro.
Come on. What was that thing we talking about? Are we still on this? Like,
nuts. What's up? I'm sorry.
But yeah, we are. What
are we talking
about? You know what I'm saying? Hey, I heard the Aggies. Oh, shit. But nah. I just couldn't talk nobody. Somebody I don't reject it for a long time. Because, you know what I'm saying? This shit gonna be like this damn Steve Irwin syndrome. Like, all the year, Laura rejected Steve and all of a sudden, shit, I don't know, dude, used up. Well, I ain't saying they said used up, but shit.
Man, Steve was a dumb man. Steve had a bad girl, huh?
That's why he went out of space.
That girl loved him for who he was, and he's still going to choose Laura.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? That's why I say you got to like who like you. You know what I'm saying?
And he liked Laura.
Yeah, but she didn't even like him, too. Hey, I guess she woke up like, now I'm finally going to give him a chance, but.
Hey, contract will run him up.
I can't do it.
That's 5 years. That's too
I
many
think people. It's like you said, like, it depends on the reasoning of why they rejecting you. Like, if they in a relationship, then
yeah. Yeah, know what I'm saying? They in a relationship. Like, all right, cool.
You approach somebody and they're in a relationship and then be like, nah, I can't do it because I got a man. They let you know, like, when that man gone, this your thing.
But you got to know you next.
All the time.
Yeah, not all the time, but you know if you mix. You know if somebody like you, they know what I'm saying? They want with somebody else, get with you now. You know for a fact. You know what I'm saying?
I they always don't keep time. This dude approached me and I had a boyfriend and I told him that I was like, oh, I got a boyfriend. As soon as that relationship was over with, I think like 2 days later, I sent him a message and he was like being kind of standoffish. I was like, I ain't got no man no more.
Mm-mm.
Are you telling our story?
We had that. When I say you make me fucking sick.
Love him, man. Don't worry, I say, man. You gotta move on. If somebody don't reject you that many times, like.
This is how we gonna end this. How many times is too many times to get rejected?
One.
Three. Two. Three. Shit. One time, really, for real.
For me, it's one. Like, yeah. Once you, nah, I can't.
Especially you one. Single. Yeah, one time. Yeah, one time. You single. You reject me. Yeah. I'm straight on you. I'm cool on you.
One time.
I think it's the way the rejection is, like, I ain't dating right now. If it come off like that, like if you approach a female and she say she's not dating right now, is that rejection or is that her just?
Man, it's a woman on date? That ain't that's rejection. A woman that wants you, she don't care what. Hey,
what if she don't know you though? Like if she's just not there mentally. What I'm if like she that, just got she, out of relationship?
She don't what see
if you
me want though?
To know women that take times after she get take time if she got a relationship? I don't take time. I move on. And once this shit over with, it's like, let's keep it going. But some women feel like they have to grieve a relationship and they have to wait before they move on. So,
nah, I get it. Know what I'm saying. She healing, know what I'm saying? Like, she don't want to, she just want to get like, she want to take a minute to, know, get in a good space. Like, I feel on that. But now you just saying,
you
gotta
check
back
in day. And be like,
yeah,
I'm down for her by.
Yeah, damn if I want. Damn sure if I want some shit. I'm down so I'm check back in every other day. I'm like, shit.
Yep. Be them like helping.
I'm make way. I'll make way to God, man. The send a message. I was like, you good?
Shoot. Are you good? Everything good with you? Okay, how's your day going?
That's all good.
Boom, there you go. Then you work your way in. Infiltrate. But that's how it works, though. That's how it works. Hey. It's too many people in this world. If they reject you, go find somebody who cares.
Man, there's too many people in this world, but there's only one person for you. I don't care. Ooh, there's too many. It's a lot of people. I don't care what it is. There's a lot of people in the world, but you ain't going to find your person or the people for you. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can, everybody, it's the whole, yeah, true. It's a whole bunch of fish in the sea, but you got to take the fishes. Some of them feel like going back to the attraction, going back. It's a whole bunch of variables that make one or two people in your whole lifetime just for you, just one person. Like, it's variables to that. It ain't never like it's a whole bunch of fishes in the sea. It's just one real fish in the sea for real. Like, you ain't like, if that was a case, shoot, everybody be with somebody. Nobody would be lonely. Yes, a bunch of motherfuckers out here, but shit, everybody ain't gonna get a bunch of motherfuckers.
Hey, you gotta pick and choose.
Pick and choose your head too.
Yeah, they gotta choose you. That's the part we missing. People gotta choose you. You just can't. Anybody look go on window shopping like I want that. But shit, I mean, you gotta choose you.
True, you can test drive too.
Horn the fucker.
I'm saying Yeah, man. I'm saying you got test drive. You know what I'm saying? You got a test drive and shit. That's what I was basically saying. But I get what you're saying. You got to find that one. But you're going to have that journey. You're going to have that journey where you're with people, multiple people, and they're going to give you different vibes. And then you're going to go back and you're going to like, look how far I done came when you found that one you got. So.
Or you can try to make yourself believe that you done came a long way and you done found the one that you want, but hey.
Yeah. Oh, you season, can do that. The season sometimes, shit. You know what I'm saying? You know, matter of fact, not only you know your body, know your mind, know your soul, know when you find that one. Like, Aaron, like.
And now we can politely transition into what we're talking about now with Lori Harvey and Common situations where they don't stay nowhere too long. Like, transition, they're about to tell you. Something just ain't for you.
Yeah.
But I think the problem I love with Lori and Common doing, I don't really know what they're doing. I don't know why they're leaving these relationships, but if they leave them because they're not happy there anymore, that's the best thing you can do. I hate when people stay somewhere and they be miserable.
Yeah.
And they wait on things to change to get better. Nothing's going to be perfect and happy every day, but if the majority of the time, like you got 30 days in a month and 20 of them damn days you miserable with that person, something ain't working.
You got to see, you know what I'm saying? You know it out, man. This shit ain't working. Man, look at me. Sometimes you got to go in the mirror and look at yourself like, nah, look at me. Something ain't going right. It's like, you know what I'm saying?
And especially if you're not progressing anymore as a person. And you were doing so well for yourself, or you was doing well mentally, financially, spiritually, and then you get with this person and now you on a downward spiral. That's not the person for you. That's not going to keep you down. It's just the person bringing you down.
Body never lie. They were like, they were saying, I read something like that too. Like when people, no, I ain't gonna say this, I don't wanna say it because she's gonna be a test. It's like when people say they get with certain people, like can't have kids once they leave that person, they can have a child. Cause the body rejects, you know what I'm saying? Like sometimes it just ain't there. Just ain't there. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like you, like, man, your body, I don't care. Your body and your mind gonna tell you, hey man, this ain't right. I know I can do that. Like, no, not necessarily doing better, but this ain't for me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Motherfuckers just sit there and just gaze about shit and regret, say, I wish I should have did this, but you gotta
It's always going back, like, not necessarily finding a good person. Anybody be a good man, a good woman, finding the right person, for real. Like, anybody be good to you, but everybody ain't gonna be good for you.
Sometimes you gotta be that bad guy and just be honest.
Yeah, shit, yeah.
Be honest with who you are.
With yourself first.
Both. You gotta be real with yourself and that person. That's why Lori Harvey catching flag. Oh, look what she did to Michael B. Jordan. Look what she
did. What did she do to him, though? This is the thing. Nobody knows the ins and outs of these people conversations. That girl might be, I think what's going on with Lori is she probably telling them, I'm not ready to get married. I'm not ready to settle down. And they probably think they're going to be the man to change her mind.
Yeah. Man, like a task, and they keep
She's been proposed to twice. She's been engaged, like, she was engaged to that one dude and they didn't get married. Like, and I think that's what happened with a lot of women sometimes. They be want to conquer this man and make him, they want to be the reason that he changed.
Yeah.
When he clearly not told you, I don't want a relationship. But you're going to put your feelings into it, put your all into it. When he's telling you this is not what he wants. But he's telling you y'all cool, y'all doing whatever, but you want to be the one to change his mind to make him somebody that
he ain't. Exactly right.
Yeah, conversations are important. Learning the person is important. Asking the right questions to make sure that you're on the same page and definitely in the same book. All this shit is important. Just because you have fun with somebody or you can be yourself around them or you enjoy their company and all of this shit, that don't mean y'all need to be together and get married.
I just be good partner, shit. You know, shit. Cause shit, you know where I've not. Everybody know when they're feeling like that. Hey, and it's the one here. You know where she with it on. You date somebody like it's different tiers you put people in, especially you know what I'm saying. You don't date and you don't have past experience. You could just feel it in your soul. Like you just can't just go off like you know. That's why I said like them being a good person.
Like me personally, in my life, I don't met them good person, good women, but they weren't a woman for me. They were the one. Right. They was a good person they at good, that time.
There's some good people. They are good women, but they need to be good for somebody else. It's not what you wanted or needed.
Yeah, no problems. That is also true. So,
sound like a robot.
It was on my phone.
It's messing up.
No, you, no, the way you responded.
No, that's true though. Sometimes you gotta let people go and let them find the happiness if it's not with you. So, like you say, you gotta be real with yourself. You gotta be real with that person. You don't want to waste somebody's time.
But ain't necessarily just find people happiness. Gotta stop
doing that bullshit, like sparing people's feelings. Please let that person know. Don't spare people's feelings. If you're not happy, let them know.
So let them know. You gonna know it ain't happening here because you gonna get the results. You gonna get the unhappy results. You know you can't be in a situation when especially relationship with nobody ain't happy. You don't know for certain. Shoot, you can't hide. You can't.
It's only so much you can put that shit on.
So real.
So much. Mm-hmm. No, I mean, B.
Yeah, man, you got it. Like I said, some people just need to date and see. Like them, no? I say that is good. That work for them. Like we always say, you got to figure out what works for you. If it ain't work for them, you know what I'm saying? That work for them, but everybody can't do what they do. Everybody might want to try to do what they do. You know, even like most men, I know it's a cliche say a lot of men can deal with multiple women. You know you can't. You can't really do that shit. Like you take a special kind of dude to do that shit. Because that shit is hard work. Like you ain't gonna do that shit. Like, isn't this like it's lost a lot of that? It to me is propaganda.
Draining dealing with draining, multiple people.
I don't see how people do that,
especially multiple women, because most women are very emotional and they come with a lot of personality. So just deal with one,
find your one, sit your ass down,
and deal with her moody, bipolar, emotional ass. Because going through all them emotions with more than one woman, unless you just capable, like you said, it take a different type of man to do that shit.
Yeah, it do.
And I think at this point in life, it's gonna take an honest man to do it. But most men ain't gonna be honest because they really want these women to themselves. But they want to have multiple women to themselves. They don't want the women dealing with other men. So they ain't just gonna say, "Oh, I'm fucking with you and her." Because most women, what they gonna do is they just gonna go fuck with another man to try to prove a point. Just fuck with him. He telling you he doing it. And you know you just want to fuck with him. He giving you your time and whatever this is that you require, then just do it.
Yeah, get you one. Get you one. Like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, you can't even know. I never understood sex is never good payback just because you doing somebody on Mr. Right. That shit's never like a good payback for you. I don't know why people like that shit. Yeah, shit. You're gonna end up losing both ways, literally.
I fucked your friend. Okay.
Oh, yeah, get pregnant and catch some shit so I can get rid of it.
Ooh. That's slow death.
I'm sorry.
What you laughing?
Yeah, man.
Niggas be safe out here, man. Motherfuckers emotional. Everybody's emotional. Everybody's all high up and shit. Stay out the whole fucking way. Be low key.
Not me. Hey. I don't know. This is make your decision based on on your needs. For real. Like all the other shit.
Like all the other shit, like man, cause a lot of people don't have a checklist. A lot of people checklists be off on social media what they see on TV, but make sure your checklist and what you check out, what you require is something that you want and not what you see online.
It's realistic and it's attainable.
Realistic. Yeah.
Make sure you can be, make sure your checklist where somebody else can be the checklist that somebody can find in you. Make sure you check off your checklist. Like,
yeah.
You want a man making six figures and you only make two.
I promise.
Make a sign of prenup too.
It's kind of prenup. But six figures, you know what I'm saying? Like, I know, like, people don't even, like, I seen that people saying, I want a man to sit big. Shit, you may got $56,000 to be broke. I know, shoot, like, you know what I'm saying? He ain't about the money. Like, it do it about the money you make, but, like, as long as you can survive and come and live all right.
No, it's really more about managing it because somebody can make a lot of money and not know how to manage
it. Fuck it up. Yeah.
What's the point?
A couple $5,000 in 2 months. Y'all fucked up.
You know what I'm saying? They were like, man, you got to find out what works for you. Like, everybody just want to live like celebrity. This is good. This is going back to this, like, how people on date like celebrity, live like celebrity. Like, eat with the restaurants. Like, they don't want to go certain places. You know what I'm saying? That's why I say you got to find somebody like you. Because, shit, somebody like you, no matter where you go, shoot, they long they spend time with you, and long they with you, they fucking with you. And, like, y'all going to have a good time.
Sitting there flipping on fucking oysters all goddamn day. Nobody got time for that shit.
I knew somebody was gonna say something. I was just waiting.
Was I not listening? What?
I'm just saying, niggas don't like
talking about that video.
Mm-hmm. I'm just talking shit now.
Sleep on time. Oh, you see, you think
I'm just talking shit. No, I'm just talking shit because we missed out because I was going to talk about that Cheesecake Factory shit. I ain't got time for that shit. Nigga, if a nigga take you out to a restaurant, just be fucking happy. Okay, you want to spend time with you.
Well, at least take me somewhere I want to go.
Yeah, man. Yes, yeah.
Might not want to go there.
What's wrong with Denny?
Can enjoy a moment.
I said I might not want to go there. I'm only eating at Denny's once. Like, but it ain't gonna bother me because I like breakfast food.
That's all good. I was just talking shit. But yeah, just be appreciative. Most men just want to be appreciated. That's all.
You got the right one. We ain't got to worry about it.
Right. Really? She ain't gonna care where y'all go.
I promise you. You know, like, level, that's always going back to getting the right one with you. You got somebody that's there for you. Y'all gonna feel appreciated. You
know, especially if she like you.
Yeah, she like that. Yeah, going back, she liking. Okay, when we but quit trying to talk to women don't really like she left me. Speak somebody like she all that got. You don't have to settle for nobody that don't really like you. I'm just saying like that.
And some people that like you ain't really good for you either though. So you might have to love it too.
Nah, well, yeah, it's double edged sword, but yeah. Make sure they like you and they good. Like, they good loving.
Mm-hmm. Some people really need. You all right?
Funny guy.
See, I got anything else y'all want to say?
Right, before you get Drew started on some bullshit.
I ain't saying nothing else.
Yeah, you.
I don't know.
No, see? Because we're ending.
Yeah, because we're going to go on. We're going to keep it standing. It's going to be 3 hours.
Yeah, exactly. You know,
would you thank you for joining us?
Oh, you're welcome.
Hey, caught himself. You said, like, I don't know. You know what I'm saying? People, love yourself. Be safe. And keep working on yourself. Because maybe one day.
If you've been working on yourself over 5 years and you're still at the same point, go keep seek working. Help.
Go keep working on yourself.
You need more. Hey, you've been working on yourself, keep getting the same result. That shit don't sound right. This is like, God dang. Will you hire somebody working on your house for 5-6 years, you still ain't got no progress?
What you gonna do? I'm talking about doing different methods and shit.
Oh,
You just said, if it ain't working, gotta be honest with yourself.
If you're trying to lose weight and you keep going to Burger King,
oh my god.
Man, we're lying this shit up. This man is go a whole nother
way. Good night, everybody. It's been a good time.
I'm always talking about food.
Exactly. You ready to go to the gym?